much of what I think they're going to need to do is going to take congressional approval, and we stand ready to work with them. I think you know we're working this weekend with Senator Menendez to put in place some sanctions. But as you mentioned, sanctions are one of the routes. There are trade issues that we can deal with. Other countries in the region, I think, are going to be stepping out and very strongly condemning what Russia is doing. At the end of the day, Russia needs to be isolated. Basically, to even think that they're a member of the G8 is almost an insult. This is an autocratic petrostate. The G8 is something that's set up for industrialized democracies. The fact that they're even a member, it should be greatly questioned. Certainly, we should not attend a G8 meeting in their country. But I think what you're going to see is an orchestrated chorus of isolation. I think you're going to see NATO, not militarily, but doing some consultative work with each of the countries, speaking with one voice. But I think we need to do everything we can to isolate this country, which obviously is still smarting from the breakup of the Soviet Union by a leader that's nothing but an autocrat and has a self-image that is very different than what nations in this day and age act upon. Now, we already have a mechanism in place that allows us to target individuals, and we can do so without even naming who it is that we're targeting. We can do things with visas. We can, do things regarding freezing assets. I mean, there's a whole list of things that we can do. I think of greater importance, though, is sanctions against the country itself, sanctions against entities within the country, isolating them relative to trade.